Come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. You'll notice there's only one slide today for the sermon, and that's because of daylight savings time. Well, here, you heard it again, right there in the scriptures. For by grace you have been saved through faith. It is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. We Lutherans do not make this faith and grace stuff all out of whole cloth. We take seriously the words of the Holy Scriptures. Faith is the gift God gives us. It comes to us through our interplay with God's word and the stuff God created. Bread and wine and water. And even as we heard in the first lesson, and much to the chagrin of Kathy Voland, a bronze snake. Often throughout the scripture, God uses ordinary stuff like bronze, to transform the lives of God's people. Now, it wasn't the snake that saved those people from the snake bites, but the power of God, of course. And I think it's perfectly sane to question the reality of such stories, because I grew up in rattlesnake country, and as such, I was given a healthy fear of those critters. My mother grew up west of the Missouri River and told tales of coming across rattlesnakes on her family farm, and one day our mother even killed one of them with a hoe in the garden. We also learned that not only they were their rattlesnakes, but they were also good snakes. Good snakes and bad snakes. Garter snakes were the little snakes that lived in the grass at our place. And we would see those in Bismarck where I lived. And we kind of liked them because we knew that they were harmless, although they were creepy too. And then there were also another snake in Rattlers. But one didn't want to kill those, even though they were frightening, because they were the natural enemies of the rattlesnakes. And if there were bull snakes around, then they would take care of the rattlesnakes for you. All of this was supposedly academic, because we lived east of the Missouri River. And everyone knew that rattlesnakes were only found west of the Missouri River. That is until one day a man in Sterling, North Dakota, 25 miles east of the Missouri River, got bitten by a rattlesnake. Supposedly, the snake had hitched a ride in a hay bale, which was harvested on the other side of the river. Nevertheless, we had our own snake bite kits that we would take camping with us no matter which side of the river we lived were on. And I still have mine today with our camping gear, even though, thank God, I have never once had to use it. Still, one always must be prepared for snake bites. Preparation is an important aspect of what trust in God is all about, too. God's grace prepares us to trust in God. A Greek word for faith is pistis. We often translate it faith, but it may also, depending upon the context, be translated as trust, or confidence, or loyalty, or commitment, or belief. It is one of those multivalent words, and it means several things at the same time, depending upon the context that we use it in. Faith does not mean that we have to take every word in the Bible to be literally too, however. Jesus certainly didn't. When he explained the story of Jonah, he took it to be a metaphor. He saw the 3 days that Jonah spent in the belly of the fish as a sign of the 3 days that the Son of Man would spend in the tomb. And he's doing that again in today's gospel as well. Jesus is using the story of the serpent on the staff in the wilderness to illustrate that we can expect, we can trust God to deliver us. Yet Jesus is better than a brass snake. Jesus is the Son of Humanity, a title that says that Jesus is God's chosen one, whose lifting up is none other than the work of God, the work of God for the world. And what is this lifting up? Is it the lifting up onto the wood of the cross? Is that what this lifting up that Jesus is talking about? Or is it the resurrection? Remember, the people who wrote this gospel down were writing it down after Jesus was raised from the dead. Perhaps the lifting up was the lifting up of the Son of Humanity from the grave. Or was Jesus referring to his ascension? Jesus was lifted up from the earth after the resurrection and sent to the Father to send his followers out into the world with the Holy Spirit to proclaim to everyone the marvelous trustworthiness of God. Which of these three lifting ups is Jesus referring to? And of course, I think it's all three of them. For the work of Christ is accomplished upon the wood of the cross and is rising from the grave and through his ascension to God, all that God might effect our salvation. We proclaim as much when we exclaim in the communion prayer, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Why all these lifting up? Well, each has its purpose, and I trust that somehow God is working through each and every one of these liftings so that the people of God will know that God indeed does love the world. In fact, there the word for world is cosmos in the Greek. God loves the whole of creation so that whoever trusts in the Son of God might have life everlasting. For it is not God's intention to condemn the world around us. On our sign out front, it says that you can't have John 3:16 without John 3:17. For God did not come into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might have life. Jesus is the Word of God made flesh, the light sent to enlighten humankind because the people of the world fell in love with darkness. Just like those Israelites who complained about the desert, forgetting that once they had been captive along the lush banks of the Nile River, even though now they were free. Sin is that which keeps us in bondage to ourselves, that keeps us from meeting our true potential as human beings. Jesus is the light of the world that exposes sin for what it really is and sets us free to reach our true potential. Faith and trust in God's goodness and mercy frees us from our bondage to sin, setting us free to live in harmony with our God and our neighbor. In Christ, we are free to be who God created us to be, people of the light and of the day. And together with Christ, raised up from sin, death, and the power of evil, even positioned with Christ, as Ephesians said, already in the heavenly rule, with one foot in heaven as one foot is on the earth, so that we might truly see the immeasurable riches of God's grace, God's kindness toward us in Christ Jesus, kindness that gives us faith, grace that brings us life in all of God's abundance. Amen. All the paths of our Redeemer are steadfast love and faithfulness. Amen.